This is 91.9 FM WUOT, your NPR news station. I'm Clara Princeton. It's now time for our weekly authors segment, The Author's Page. Here's your host, Jody Sims.
Artist, naturalist, and author Emma Bell Miles was born in Evansville, Indiana in 1879. She experienced poor health as a child and learned to read at the age of 3. And although both her parents were school teachers, she did not attend school, but instead got her early education through reading. When Emma was 11 years old, the family moved to Walden's Ridge on Tennessee's Cumberland Plateau near Chattanooga, where Emma lived among the mountain people and roamed the woods, drawing, reading, writing, and studying nature. When she was 20, Emma left home to study art in St. Louis. This is where she first encountered the writings of Henry David Thoreau, which strongly influenced her life and thought. But after 2 years, she was so homesick, she returned to Walden's Ridge. Shortly after returning home, Emma's mother died, and just 3 weeks after that, she eloped with Frank Miles, a mountain native with whom she had fallen in love 3 years earlier. When her poem titled The Difference was published in Harper's Monthly in 1904, Emma Bell's career as an author took off. Her stories and poems began to appear regularly in many national magazines, and the following year, her landmark book titled The Spirit of the Mountains was published. The Spirit of the Mountains was the first comprehensive study of Southern Appalachian culture, and it remains one of the most sensitive and insightful treatments of mountain life. It's described as a genre-defying book, with elements of local color, short story, travel narrative, personal memoir, and cultural analysis. The music chapter in the book was originally published as an article in Harper's Monthly, and it's thought to be the first appreciation of Appalachian music to appear in a popular magazine. Emma proved to be a darling of society and often gave lectures, which were highly regarded and well-received. Yet no matter how much she enjoyed the intellectual life, she always returned to her simple life on the mountain. Unfortunately, Emma's health began to deteriorate by 1909 after the birth of her fifth child. She was diagnosed with tuberculosis. So she began writing a series of columns for the Chattanooga News titled Fountain Square Conversations, in which birds gather at a fireman's memorial fountain in downtown Chattanooga and have philosophical conversations on life. But in 1917, that series ended when Emma entered the county tuberculosis sanitarium. Even though she was bedridden most of the time, she managed to create a series of bird paintings and completed a book she had always dreamed of writing and illustrating, titled Our Southern Birds. It was published just 2 weeks before her death, at age 39. Emma Bell Miles left us with many beautiful words, including these. The rest of the world fades to a dream. Its sounds reach you echo thin and sweet. Its lights are a necklace of jewels on the dusky velvet bosom of the hills, all fairy-like, unreal, and dim.
Support for the Author's Page comes from the Library Society of the University of Tennessee. Learn more about UT Libraries, collections, and programs at the blog Speaking Volumes, online at volumes.lib.utk.edu.
Thank you for listening. The Author's Page is a production of the Authors Guild of Tennessee and WUOT. More information and archives of past segments can be found at authorsguildoftn.org or wuot.org. I'm Jody Sims, the host of The Author's Page. We love telling you stories.